What's for dinner?
Talking about what's ever on their minds. Talking about what's ever on their minds.
Talk about what's ever on our minds. Hey guys, welcome to another What's for Dinner here at the San Luis Obispo Comedy Festival.
Woo! Slow Fest.
Yeah. And we got a bunch of people on the show tonight. We got so many people, we don't have enough microphones.
It's true.
Normally I don't have more than one guest out at a time. So this is a first. So we go around. Everybody say your names. Share mics when you have to.
My name is Chris Bennett.
My name is Mike Kennedy.
I'm Brett Riley. Devin.
I'm Devin Wrestler.
And we're all.
And I'm here too. Hi.
Jesus fucking Christ. Don't yell in the microphone.
Because I don't have earphones. I can't hear how loud I am. I'm sorry.
And assume anything above a regular talk is going to blow the shit out of this microphone, honey.
I don't have decibel recognition.
Because
I suffer from something called non-decibel recognition.
NDBR.
Non-decibel recognition. It causes me great problems at funerals and weddings.
Is he really dead?
Did you guys hear that? My bad.
I feel like if I could be any character, I want to be that guy in the movie, the guy that just walks in and goes, my bad.
My bad.
That was my bad. I'm sorry.
That could be your catchphrase. You could be the
my bad guy.
Oh, yeah. Like, after, between every joke, my bad.
Wait, hold on. No, you're the guy in the sitcom. Let's say you spill something.
Okay.
Say your line, and this will be what happens after you say your line every time.
My bad.
Oh, Brett. So, guys, you having fun at the Slow Fest so
this,
far?
This has been the best weekend of my life.
Has it?
Yeah. It has been so much fun.
I needed this.
I have two kids, but this is the best.
Oh, yeah, I have two kids, but they weren't born on the weekend.
By the way, it's good. If Mike wants to talk, it's not good to just give him the mic so he goes, I have two kids, and that's happening.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have two kids. I realized he was pretending to be me.
Again, you could put the mic up to
it. I don't know. I'm just talking off.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Just like
you hear that? Just like his attitude. It's good.
I like his pose on the bed.
Yeah, I know. That's what's freaking me out right now.
You can't see it right now.
I don't want the microphone because every time I get the microphone, he leans a little closer to me.
No, but he's like his whole body. Like he's literally like got one leg up, one leg out. He's kind of on his side, like the front of a family photo.
Yeah.
Like he's the kid in front.
The awkward family photo.
Yeah. I look like Burt Reynolds.
Have you seen that one?
Burt
Reynolds picture where he's naked.
Please don't get naked.
Okay, see, you're right. You're going to need to change your posture.
You know what?
You're getting the crotch shot.
After further review, I agree with everyone.
I would just like to let you know that I have seen quite enough of your taint. Could you please?
Too much taint?
Quite enough of your taint.
You could never have too much taint. That's been my...
I don't think that's ever been said.
Really? Am I the first?
The first time I've heard anybody go, I don't know if you can get enough taint.
I'm going to get t-shirts made with that. You could never have too much taint.
You never have too much
The Never Too Much Taint Tour.
What's funny is now I have the image in my head of what if there are people that have like too much taint. Like they were born, like there's probably people that are born without an asshole and a nutsack. It's just all taint. It's just one big area of smooth skin.
Maybe it's loose. Just like,
it's called a woman with constipation. Okay, guys. Welcome back to the show. Most likely you have just witnessed or listened to a technical difficulty. Basically, I ran out of room on the initial card that I had in my recorder, so I don't know what the hell we stopped where the last part of the show stopped. Hopefully it wasn't in a really weird, abrupt place because we have no idea where it was.
No idea.
So we're just going to pick up right now.
I think where we were left off is just how crazy... this weekend has been. I've had everything from having the brewery people give me and Mike a case of beer.
Right.
Then the old couple showing up and giving me three bottles of really nice, expensive wine.
Atheist.
And then my buddy picking me up for lunch yesterday in an Aston Martin and taking me to Pismo Beach and paying for my lunch.
Oh.
I was just like, I kept calling him Double O Darren. He was like, please stop calling me Double O Darren.
Well, you guys
like,
an Aston
I was like, dude, you look like Daniel Craig, and you picked me up in an Aston Martin. I'm sorry, you're Double O Darren. And he was like, all right.
How is he so rich?
He's just a really, he's just a very good businessman, and he's just a really cool. It's, I love that I have friends that are comics. I also have friends that I have no idea how much money my buddy makes, but I'm guessing he's doing well for himself.
What does he
if he
do
picked
for
me
a
up
living?
In an Aston Martin.
Brett, just, get in my Aston Martin. I'm taking it to Pismo.
I just would like to take you out to eat. It would be so nice if
it
you
It would be
would.
A wonderful treat to treat you to lunch.
Yeah.
Was he rich when you knew him?
Yeah. Yeah. But I didn't know. When I met him out here, I'm sitting in his bar. And I got done singing like a Journey song or something at a karaoke night. And he goes, hey, he's like, you were really killing it up there. You were having fun. I go, yeah, it's cool. And we get to talking. We became friends before I even knew that the guy owned the
Sambas,
the restaurant. And then it kind of became a theme that every time we would be out to eat or having beer somewhere, it became apparent to me. I'm like, you own this place too, don't you? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, that's cool. I was just like, when I'm hanging out, like his place that he like let my wife and I stay at one time when we came up here, he was like, you guys are staying at my place. You're not getting a hotel. Okay. He was like, I'm staying over in my other house and let us stay at his friggin' place. He's got a place in Avila Beach with a friggin' jacuzzi on the roof overlooking the ocean. And I'm just like, yeah, it's pretty nice.
That's not a bad thing. No. I got one of those.
But that's why that's why I love it up here. It's so hard to live in LA, and now that I've lived up here, I know no paradise is right here. I love LA.
Yeah, well,
but I want to live here. I want to move.
Remember,
and live
it's
here.
It's nice to visit when you got friends that live here picking up everything.
Oh,
If you're living here, the empty money is.
Oh yeah, no, and that was what my wife and I really noticed living here. There's such a difference in the haves and between the haves and the have-nots.
Yeah,
like, but I also have friends here that are bartenders and stuff. Yeah. But so it's the whole spectrum. There's a big difference between, but like. The difference between the money out here and the reason this place is so awesome is the guy that's worth $60 million, you wouldn't know because he's not pretentious. He's
right.
probably wearing sandals and some jean shorts that he cut off himself, and he owns the place that you're enjoying wine. You know what I mean?
He actually owns the jean company.
Yeah.
That he cut himself.
Yeah.
That he cut the jeans.
But there's not... That's what's really cool up here is that just not pretentious.
To put in perspective, the socioeconomical population around here.
Yeah.
This town does not have a Walmart or a Target, but it has an Apple Store.
Oh. Also,
they don't allow drive-throughs.
They don't allow drive-throughs here.
No drive-through
food. Tell this story. I heard a story. Okay.
What's up, Devin? Go
ahead. How you guys doing? Good. Oh, do I not eat it?
Yeah.
Into it?
Don't blow it. Just talk into it.
Basically, they had a Carl's Jr. that tried to open up here, and they don't really allow anything corporate in town except for apparently Apple. but they tried to open it up, and the entire town would throw rocks through the windows for 3 months.
Really?
Until they just left. There's no corporate towns on this side of the highway. You have to go on the other side of the mountain and the highway to have anything like a Walmart or Best Buy or anything like that. So this town, everything's owned by everyone, and everyone works for everybody.
What about Ross? There's a Ross department store, yeah.
Where's a Chipotle?
That's probably...
A CVS.
Only corporations that seem to have souls they allow in.
Yeah.
They're like, Chipotle's got soul. They got barbacoa.
That's owned by McDonald's, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, but they have free-range chicken. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
good. If there's free-range chicken on the menu.
I met two douchebags last night, but other than that, it's been very nice.
Did you?
The whole time. Yeah, well, I was going to the bar, the Creaky Tiki we're at.
Okay.
And it was just all male models, you know, and I don't look like a male model.
Okay.
Sure you do.
The bathroom at the place had two, remember, it was two bathrooms, if you went there. It was two men's bathrooms, but it was two separate doors.
Are we talking, you're talking
the Creaky
Tiki. Okay.
Yeah.
Creaky Tiki is another place that
so
we
had
to
show up.
So
there's two men's doors. But they end up open independently, you know what I mean? So it's not like there's just one door. So the guy's sitting there in front of me, like a male model. Like he looked like, you know, like the dude that does the karate movies, a British guy.
Statham.
Yeah.
Jason Statham.
I was going to say Statham. Statham.
I'm not.
But you know, he's got a shaved head and they're all like, you know, muscled up and everything. And I just walk up to him and I go, is this the line for the bathroom? And he doesn't even like acknowledge that I exist.
Yeah.
Like you just stand there like, and I go, okay. I go, it's the line. I just like stand behind him. And then as I'm standing there, another male model walks up on the other side of me. So now I'm like right between the two doors. This guy walks up, just looks right at me, but doesn't acknowledge me.
Yeah.
And then just stands there at the door. So the door on that side opens.
Yeah.
He just goes straight to it. And I go, oh, dude, I'm in line right here for that bathroom. And he just like, and just walked right, like didn't even like whatever. And I turn back and go to the other guy. I go, dude, did you just see that? Doesn't look at me.
Yeah.
Like, it's like I'm a fat guy and I was just invisible. Like I had no need for me anywhere in the world. I was just like, did that just fucking happen? I was like, oh my God.
That's funny that you experienced. No, but that's funny that you brought that up because all we've been talking about in our conversations is behaviors. Like that's my thing right now with comedy. Then I'm glad that it's working on stage because the behaviors, like, how is that? Have we gotten to that point in America where people like really forget you're not invisible? Like it's not really a choice. You kind of have to, you know. It's not like a choice of how to interact.
I just think in their world, they didn't people. Even notice enough track. They were like, let's keep the. I'm not even going to acknowledge that there's not beauty in this room. Right now. That's what I was to them. I was like.
You're not good enough to be at the Creaky Tiki, my friend. This is a place of high-class people at the Creaky Tiki.
Wow, he hasn't been to a gym forever. There's something wrong with
him. No, I bet you his daddy doesn't even own a vineyard.
Yeah. That's why I kept wearing the lanyard around so that I could like go like, oh, I'm allowed here for the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm just out of a fat pass that I'm on. They let me in for 3 days.
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
God, I'm having trouble existing.
Well, we went to
today.
The beach yesterday. Chris and I went to the beach, and we're both not physically svelte. And
what?
We ate cinnamon rolls and yogurt. We were like, we're throwing it in their face, like we're like lying on the beach, all gross. And it was nice though, is that it was like cool enough that I wasn't the only one wearing a t-shirt on the beach.
Yeah.
It wasn't like 85 out, and I'm like everyone else is shirtless, and I'm like I'm still wearing my shirt. I just like this shirt a lot.
The last time I took my shirt off because I'm real self conscious. I'm not a fat guy, but I'm not ripped or in shape. But the last time I took my shirt off around friends, my buddies go, oh my! It looks like your freaking nipple hair is like a unibrow that connects your armpits. It's ridiculous. They're like, do you shave it like that? I'm like, no, it just grows in that way. I'm very self-conscious about shit.
I'll tell you a funny story. Just as far as no shirt on. Years ago, I was working the Comedy Corner, which is a club that used to be in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Okay.
And I'm staying in the condo with another comic and Doug Stanhope. Doug was closing. I was hosting, and there was a feature. And there were three rooms in the condo, and two of the rooms were being used by one of the managers of the club and one of the waitresses. It was really fucked up.
Okay.
Only one room for a comic. Stanhope and my girlfriend came up. My girlfriend at the time came up, so Stanhope let us have the bedroom.
Okay.
So we're in there fooling around, and Stanhope and the other comic are outside the door, and I just hear him through the door going, oh, fuck me, Flip. Oh, yeah, I'm fucking you hard.
Oh, fuck me, fuck.
So me and my girl in there, we start laughing, and I'm like, I get her permission, and I walk out of the room completely naked, wearing nothing but a rubber, going, do you mind? We're trying to read in there. But this is great. And just so, like, I've always had, like, skinny arms and skinny legs, but still kind of a gut.
Oh, yeah, like, I look like an Ethiopian kid.
Yeah, okay, so exactly.
Yep. You look malnourished.
Yeah, pretty much. I've kind of gotten a little bit of better shape, but not that much. So anyway, I walk out, and I say that, and Stanhope is on the couch. He's reading his paper. He looks at me, and he goes, holy shit, I thought only Holocaust Jews had that kind of body. It was a great line. I've learned that, like, when I was younger, I was really self-conscious about taking my shirt off. I would go swimming with my shirt on and everything. And I don't even know when I got over that initial hesitance about it. But did you guys have that too? Because I think as comics, we kind of go into this business because
people have been. I've noticed in all my conversations this weekend, people have been like, it's just funny to me. People never get used to the fact that I'm so friggin' sensitive. You know what I mean? like people will be like saying some stuff like I'm just ball busting, and I'm horrible at that.
Cause,
like,
I hate that.
I'm just like, huh? I don't really. I don't have a rebuttal. I don't.
You gotta learn.
Come on, I'm busting your balls. I'm like, yeah, I know. Are you? When are you gonna stop doing that?
Well, not anytime soon, since I know it bothers you this much.
Yeah, no, and that's exactly
what comics do, man.
But it's been funny to
how
me.
How long have you been doing comedy?
I've been doing it for 13.
And yeah. You still haven't gotten over the ball busting?
I've never been able to do it. My family doesn't get it that I'm not like, and then it's weird to people because they don't know how to explain it. They're like, you can dish it, but you can take it. But then they think, wait, actually, he doesn't really dish it. Fuck. God, you make me awkward. And then they just fucking are annoyed by me. Sorry. Are we not cussing? Cursing?
What's that?
Is cursing bad?
Oh,
please,
no.
No. I don't know. I thought I didn't.
You started it because you, every time you almost swore, and then I was like, I noticed that every time you were almost swearing, you gave a look like,
I shouldn't swear. I don't know. Yeah.
And then when I was telling my story, I said, fuck once. And you go, oh. You go like that. And I go, what?
That's what I mean.
What the fuck did I do?
See, this is in reference to what we were just talking about.
So the rest of that story I was telling, I'm like, oh, I just swore. Be in so much trouble.
See what I mean? I don't mean to purposely make shit awkward.
Just came here and just started fucking swearing on the fucking show. What the hell's going on?
I'm not trying to purposely make it awkward. Yeah. That's why this has been very therapeutic for me to hang out with comics because, like, I'll admit it, people are like, my family doesn't even get it. My mom and, like, my dad just look at me when he's hanging out with me and go, you really are just, you're just sensitive. You just really, do you ever get to turn that off? Like, turn your. No.
Does he call you a whiny fag?
Not really. No, he does.
I was giving you a hard time, and I was even saying it was both of us.
Yeah.
That because we were talking about how we just cannot drink like multiple days in a row, and I go, yeah, we're both just out of drinking shape is what the problem is. We're just not. It's over for us. You just had a baby, and I have a daughter, 13. I go, you're dad now. It's like, oh, you can't do the same as you can you know, when you're younger. And you just looks at me, and you're like, I guess. Like, you were really hurt by it. And I was just like, dude, I go, I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying I'm the same way. I'm making bonding a moment with you. And you're just like, but no, I think I can still drink.
But I'm a horrible audience. You know what I mean? It just makes it awkward for other people. Yeah. Like, that's why I always feel awkward when I'm around other entertainers, because I have so much respect for other creative people, but I feel like I make it fucking awkward. Like, you were just having a conversation. I managed to take whatever thought train you were on and kind of derail it because of my sensitivity that wasn't intentional. Yeah, no, but, like, even with that, you're like, yeah, we're just older.
You know what I think we need to do now is have an intervention for Brett. I think each one of us should take a turn just busting his balls until you just get used to it and can fire back and not take it seriously.
But you guys are going to be, like, seriously, this will be like
we're taking the mic away from Brett now. And we're gonna go round robin. Actually, let's start with Devin. We'll go to the guy closest to Brett to start it.
Yeah.
So just bust Brett breast balls.
Brett's balls.
So I'm gonna go right to the point. Your daughter.
is so fuckable.
It's worse than that. That was Skippy. That wasn't me. So Brett last night, I'm gonna let him tell the story. You're gonna tell the story.
You tell the story. Please.
Well, I don't. Okay, I wasn't there, so I've gotten a reiteration of it.
Gonorrhea.
Apparently, he was out with a maraid. Oh, sorry. It has to be very close.
Yeah, you're good.
Oh, that would be very, very helpful.
Sorry, we're trading off headphones too. We're
cool.
So I guess he went out last night. We all did. Got a little drunk.
It's with weakness.
He was being driven home by Maraid, who is a comic's wife, friend of ours.
And one of the organizers of the fest.
And I guess she kind of hit a nerve with him and decided to pick on him just a little bit and goes, you know, your daughter one day, she's going to suck dick and you're going to have to get on board with that.
I'm just kind of looking at her like, could you please... I don't know. Are you doing a bit? Wait, but you aren't a comic. What do you? I don't understand. Why would she's only 7 weeks old? Why would you? Why are you saying this? I was like, and like everyone around was watching my facial expression because I did not know how to react to it, and I wasn't upset. I knew it was nothing. She wasn't trying to hurt me. I didn't know if she was trying to be fun. I didn't get it. I'm like horrible. Like lots of times, it's what I'm like. But I was just looking at her like, I don't know what you're doing right now. Are you? And she just apologized to me.
I haven't heard any ball busting, by the way. You're just reiterating how much of a sensitive man you are.
Oh, you want me to bust
his balls?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. I'm just not a comic.
Then what are you doing at a comedy
festival?
Don't
bust your own balls. Oh, gosh. We just have the most polite crew of comics.
Seriously.
I want you to rip on him. Well, I have low self-esteem.
I love Brett.
No, we all. That's the whole point. We all love Brett.
Okay, so it won't reach me. It's okay. I don't need to hear.
Okay. Bust Brett's balls.
I love that you're able to smoke pot like a 13-year-old boy. I am it's an honor for me to be able to smoke out somebody with such a low tolerance that the minute that the weed hits the lungs, he is officially out for the count, 12-year-old boy status, and that's why I was able to rape him last night. Oh, what? But we can't talk about little boy rape? Is that off? There we go.
That's way too far.
That was way too far. I'll back it up. So, Brett Riley, you're awesome, and we love you, man. It's a roast to Brett Riley. Roast to Brett Riley. And on to Chris Bennett.
Okay, so basically your busting of the balls was you smoke pot like a bitch. Yeah. It's basically what...
Well, that's all I get. That's all I got, because I love the guy, and there's nothing else I can bust him on. And then pot is my game, so...
Okay. Chris, bust Brett's balls.
Brett Riley's vagina is so big...
It's a huge tape.
When you put your ear to it, you can hear the ocean.
Nice. I don't know.
Did that hurt?
No.
That...
Wait, okay. Brett Riley.
Does he have a vagina?
He doesn't. I'm very sensitive.
How can we have this many sensitive comics in one fucking
room? We just got one big room of sensitive comics.
Jesus Christ, you guys want a tampon or something? Are you on your periods now? Okay.
Hold on, Brett.
Wait, you guys are just the odd men out. Maybe we're all the right people, and you're just the asshole.
Not on my show. No, this is my show. I'm an asshole. Come down to my level. Or prepare.
I'll say this. If Chris and Brett were in the same room, there would be a lot of gentle sobbing throughout the evening. Just two sad, sensitive boys going, But no, they're both. The best thing about Brett is Thursday night we did the show at the brewery where we were drinking like crazy. And I went right after him. And then you guys went after us. But so we were out drinking. And he's like, yeah, I'm just going to maybe have like one beer or something. I'm going to take it easy. Like, I don't really do a lot of stuff anymore because I just had a seven-week-old daughter. So I'm just going to take it really easy. He goes, I brought my PlayStation up. I'm just going to probably just go back to the hotel and get back to the hotel. I'm just going to just play some PlayStation. Just take it real easy. Like, fucking 20 beers later, he's doing crazy. And I'm just saying, like, I'm talking to you and you're like talking to me that night and you're just like, and I go, 3 hours ago, I go, I'm safe now. I'm safe. There's someone more fucked up than me. I'm so happy.
I'll tell you, Brett, it's like seeing sober Brett versus drunk Brett. It's like sober Brett is, hey guys, how you doing? Okay. Do you guys want to hang out? Maybe to drunk Brett. The first time I saw drunk Brett on a Thursday night was literally you put your arm around me.
Yeah,
so hey, happy. What the fuck? And like, it was like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. High off your ass.
Yeah, kinda. It wasn't. It was funny.
It was funny.
But like, I'm not kidding. Every day I woke up here and just like walked around, like come out of my room, like, what did I do? What happened? And people are like, you were fine. You were really friendly. You were really friendly. You were so friendly.
You were touching everybody's dick. You were very friendly. You were blowing Mike Stork. You were.
You did get rather real last night for about 6 to 8 hours.
Yeah, I did.
How do you mean?
Go ahead. That's how you can bust my balls. You're my roomie. You can bust my balls with that. Because it's true.
Well, then I'm going to talk about your maybe your toilet habits then, because
this whole show devolved into what's wrong with Brett now?
Your show tonight, saboteur. He's trying to give
it. He is a saboteur. He's in the competition tonight with you. And look at, I know. I'm just saying, like he.
What did I do?
You got Brett all sensitive before the show tonight.
No,
because he's a saboteur and he's competing with him in the show tonight.
But I'm just very.
You guys are both sensitive.
I had so much fucking fun
though
last night.
Sensitive.
And you were right. When I'm drunk, it's like totally different. Absolutely.
Did you just see that? Did you hear?
I don't know how to bust balls, and that's why the only thing that I could even say is something that is not even particular to Brett Riley. That is not in one freaking hit. So it's not true. Even particular. It was just the only thing that I could think of to say. So don't even think that's a negative connotation.
He's already sensitive.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm enjoying this.
Okay.
I'm enjoying this. No, honestly, I felt like such a domesticated. I'm like worried that I've turned into like a domesticated house cat, trying really hard to like be like, no, you're cool. People like you. Cool. You can have fun with people. It's good. You can do that.
You can have fun.
But, we love you.
Yeah, but still, I make it awkward for everybody else when like you're trying when other people I'm around other funny people and you're trying to be somebody saying something that's very funny and I'm just a horrible audience. I'm like
Seems mean. Is
that seemed
sad?
A little mean. Did you mean that? Oh, that's such a shitty audience
but
to be
so
for another person.
No, but you know what? Your kindness and your sweetness is so endearing. You don't say that a lot anymore. So it's really you're an awesome person, and we enjoy you and your sensitivity.
Yes.
It's an amazing thing.
You too could help Brett Riley by donating just 25 cents a day to the Get Brett Some Ball, my Thicker Skin Foundation.
That's insensitive. That was very insensitive.
Was that
cruel?
Insensitive?
That
get
was
used
a
to
mean
it.
Remark.
Get used to it.
Said.
Did you over?
That's gonna hurt as well.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Your turn.
Oh, to bust your balls?
Yeah.
Because everybody else has been like, I need you to level the playing field. Everybody was really nice.
I was half nice.
He's got to be a different person in order to be mean. Flip's not that mean unless he's at his id.
Yeah, but dude, your id was so funny last night. He made these people laugh so hard that were talking to me and like telling me how much they enjoyed the show and they loved everybody and all this stuff. He comes up, he goes, I can say a lot of things.
Don't do me to me.
You do you.
Jeez, don't.
I tell him that too. He always he always likes to imitate me in front of me. And I'm like, no, you can't do that.
You can't do me in front of me, especially when you're trying to do my bit to somebody else in
front
of me.
Got a good
That's name. Insulting. You should know better, man.
I know. I don't.
I'm busting your balls. Don't take Jesus.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
what I'm saying. I take the fucking joy out of it.
I did too.
I just take the joy out
you
of ball
hit
busting.
Back. You hit back.
He has this look on his face, and you're like, telling him something. He just goes,
oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
You know somebody's raping his dog behind my back, and you're like, going, what's happening behind me? And you're just like, no, it's hurtful what you're saying.
I know for a fact that I take the joy out of ball busting.
It's fun to
Because my wife will try and just zing me some shit, and I'll just look at her, and she's like, oh, come, give me something. Let me fucking have some enjoyment about talking shit.
I figured it out in 3 days, though. So I can look at you, and when it's coming, I go, oh, it's okay.
It's okay. He's just very sensitive.
He's just a sensitive guy.
All right, let me tell you about Brett Riley.
Yeah. Do it. What you did last night.
Now listen to me, Brett. How you doing? It's me, Skippy Green.
Yeah.
Making my appearance a little earlier. I'll have my big moment later. But Brett Riley, I could sit here in front of these four really adequate comedians and tell you that what they say about you is true, that you're not funny, that you're a hack comic, that you're ugly, that you're out of shape, that you have no business being here. I could tell you those things. Anyway, Mike.
And then he just walked off. He did that. To this group of people, he comes up and does that and then just walks off. And those people were like laughing so hard. They were like, they were looking at me because my face is always this. I did it. I took the joy out of it. I go like this. I just go, it's always good working with you. And they were just like, it's just a friggin' moment. I was like, it's always good working with
you. Skippy, did you fuck his fan moment? Did you
not at all. It was so awesome to see the look on their face and to see, like, it was just funny.
But they had seen you and seen him
and
understood that he was him.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was it was just
they
a good
understood
moment.
He was him.
You were Skippy and that you meaning that Skippy was present in the room, which means that all bets are off and everybody's hated.
What the fuck are you? I'm not following your train of logic right now.
See, everybody else, Devin has me. He's right here going, I totally got you. What I mean is that these people knew it wasn't serious.
Oh, yeah.
That you didn't fucking feel like you came over. Fans are like, Brett Riley, we love you. You're really awesome.
No, they didn't.
You were some douchebag.
Then you were like, hey, by the way, this guy sucks. Goodbye.
No, it was just such a. It was just a
Richmond
cool moment. And also, I love the festival because I've actually watched people's sets. And like I said, you said
except
how long
except for mine.
on the first night.
Yeah, right. I was doing the brewery tour during that time. So I like it. See, that was good ball busting. You got that one in. Because that one actually, I did.
You're not supposed to acknowledge the ball busting. And, oh, that was a good one. You're supposed to take it and zing back.
Sucking the joint.
Would you ball bust one of us? Oh, who's walking in? Oh, it's Jackie Gold is here, everybody.
Jackie's ball busting this week has been my favorite. Because Jackie...
Everybody, there's an incredibly special guest. The podcast just showed up. She's a fabulous female comedian in the competition and one of the awesome, sauciest people. It's Miss Jackie Gold, everybody.
Jackie Gold.
Hey, guys, stay in your seats. How you guys doing?
We won't get up. Don't worry.
Don't get up.
Jackie's ball busting has been my favorite this weekend because she's pointed out immediately to me that when I'm intoxicated and I'm around pretty women, I have to make acknowledgement of it. Right away, immediately. Like
you've been the easiest person to ball bust this entire weekend.
We've been trying to actually. You walk in right at the point when we're literally busting Brett's balls to get him to stop taking it so seriously and like ball bust back.
Because I take the joy out of it.
Well, because you ball bust him and then he just looks and goes, "I do that.
I know.
I do that. That's a very accurate depiction of me.
That's an accurate depiction of my description. You absolutely have nailed it.
I think it's because having a 7-week-old. Or
yeah, it's just the love.
7-week-old.
I'm just lovey-dovey, happy. Like, I'm in the weirdest, coolest, happiest place in my life right now, so it's very strange.
But that's why your creepiness is so entertaining, because you'll only go to a certain level of creepy, because now that he has a daughter, he's afraid to get too creepy, so he just repeats one level of creepiness over and over again. It's just literally him coming at you red-faced because he's drunk and Irish, and just red-faced. I was just calling him, like, CDM the entire time, like just crazy drunken Mick the entire time. And just comes in and just goes, "You're a really pretty lady." Like, aww. you have a really pretty face. And it's just that, like, in at nauseam.
And then every 5 minutes reminding people, "I really love him.
I have a daughter. Wife. Have you seen You're that? Really pretty.
Have I shown you the picture? She's beautiful.
Have you seen my daughter?"
He's like, "By the way, my wife is gorgeous. I love my wife. My daughter. I'm going to reiterate all of these things."
Every 5 minutes.
So wait, how many of the women at the festival have you now... drunkenly said, "You're really pretty." Do you remember?
Pretty much all the ladies.
I've counted at least three that recalled the exact same. He said I was pretty. He said I was pretty too. And then we have no self-esteem again.
I'm in a happily relationship right now myself, but I'm in that same boat. Because I've said to you twice that you look like Hillary Swank, I guess.
Yeah. And you have had no recollection
of either occasion saying that.
That has been our entire conversation this entire time.
"Go, you know who you look like? You look like Hillary Swank." And I go, "Oh, do people say that all the time to you?" And she goes, "You did last night." I go, "Oh, did I?" I'm like, "Oh, fuck." I go, "I'm sorry."
I told my wife that today when I was talking to her on the phone. I was like, "Sweetie," I was like, they're rightfully so busting my balls about the drunker I get, the more I repeat. "I love my wife. I'm really happy with my wife and my family."
They have the gelato.
Why do you have to change your voice? That's exactly how you sound.
That's how I sound.
Like,
when
you
I'm
didn't
hammered.
Have to make yourself sound drunk.
I know.
You're fine. But I think that's why it comes across less creepy, because we're like, "Oh, he has a child." It's not creepy now.
It's not creepy. Nobody with a child is ever creepy.
It would have been really creepy. "Is he trying to finger blast me?" But now that you have a baby, we're like, "Oh, he's just withdrawals."
Yeah.
Withdrawals from finger
being around family that he's like, "How do I function as a man?"
With my finger banging, I was on a pretty good clip there for a while before the baby.
Because I think it's been 7 weeks and he's like, "I forgot what it's like to be a regular man." And then now he's like, "Oh, this is what regular men do." Like, you forget.
Right. Enjoy this last night, because after this, it's back to diapers and
diapers. And I'm the fart whisperer. She knows how to redump babies, because that's with babies. They don't know how to relax. Like, they don't know how to make their tummy. So everything, crying and fussing, it's all with the stomach and farting, all of it. But I'm really good with making her calm, and she farts.
Making her what?
Calm. Making her
calm. Oh, calm. I thought you said something completely different. I know. That's why I'm like,
whoa, time out.
You're making her, you're good at what? Please don't
tell me your 7-week daughter learned to come before I did. I'm still trying to figure that out, and you've already made your daughter do it twice.
She's a genius.
Yeah, it's only going to get worse. cars, dude. My daughter's 13. It's only going to get worse.
13. Oh, no. She's just making all the boys come at this point. She's just giving out HJs on the spot.
They found
how old were you
spot.
when you gave your first hand to Jackie?
I don't
want
to hear.
I was the first of my friends to kiss a boy, and then I was the last to do everything else. I think like my first HJ, I actually found my old diary, and I was like transcribing my old diary. And 1999, which I think makes me 15 or 16.
Please
I
be
literally,
15 or 16, not 13.
I was 15 or 16, okay. And it was like nine. But the kids are eight. I don't know what they put in school lunches these days, but these girls are really. They got breasts at like 9.
My daughter's not drinking milk because of the hormones, just for that reason.
And
thank you, Illuminati.
I found in my diary.
I think Bilderberg Group's involved with that.
But I literally, in my diary, it was like, today I touched a dick. And then I reread it because in my brain, I remember writing the diary entry and I thought it was I touched a dick. And then I reread it and it's like, actually, I massaged a dick. I remember it was like an over the sweatpants, like slow rub, like tickle. Like it was like an over the, I don't remember the first under the pants. I remember my first blowjob was in the front seat of a car.
It was Wednesday.
It was yesterday.
It was Adam Richman.
It was right
Come
after.
On! No. Suck it!
No, I was not going to say. I think it was when. I think it was Friday after a man told me that I have a really pretty face. And so I'm like, oh, that's what I'm supposed to blow him now. If someone tells me I have a pretty face.
Jackie, you have a really pretty face.
And he just strokes my cheek. Pretty. Nice.
And how old was he?
My first beach.
Your first beach.
I lied. I had a fake ID saying that I was 21. That was like a chalked ID. And so I went into the bar and I just did one of those things where I was like, I'm going to be a sexually open woman. And I saw this guy at the bar and I was like, him. So I was like, you. And I went over and I was like, can you settle a bet for me and my friends? Like, total. And then we wound up like making out in his car. And then after I blew him, I go, oh, I just have to tell you, I'm not 21. And he was like, oh, how old are you? And I go, I'm 18 in August. After I blew him, I was like, I'm 18 in drain out of his face. And I was like, bye, thanks.
That was after the blowjob or before? Friends.
After I blew him, I was like, I'm 18 in August.
I got to tell you, I was really pissed at you for a while about that. I was pissed at you for a while about that.
Do you think he still tells that story to his friends?
I bet he doesn't tell anyone.
No. So this underage chick was blowing me. And I'm thinking I can marry this one.
He's very.
It's sad because there's three mics. I know that people are probably hearing people talk in the background and whatnot too. We're like literally passing three mics around between six comics. So,
hey, Alan, what's that? Get the in the backpack.
Get what?
The worst backpack. Part of that story of Jackie's is that last week I bought my daughter a diary.
A diary.
Oh shit.
Which means now she'll have a diary to write her blowjob and hand job stories in.
Why do you think I brought it with me? I'm like, I can't leave this behind when I leave home.
Someday I'll be cleaning for the first time my house and I'll discover a diary and I'll read. And I just gave a guy a hand job. I'll kill myself that day.
I have a really good story about the first time a girl tried to give me a hand job.
Tried?
I asked her to stop because she grabbed the base of my shaft and was pulling fucking pubes. And she was trying so hard to, like, please me. But we were kids, you know, we're in high school. But she didn't know what the fuck she was doing. She's, like, ripping pubes and, like, pulling on the base of my cock. And, like, all the sensitivities at the top. Just stop. I was like, no, it's okay. No, you did great. No, you did great.
Fantastic.
Like,
yeah.
Pat us on the head. You did great.
Good for you. Good for you for trying. Thank.
Well, you got the first one out of the way, didn't you? Could have been the second one because no one else would have tolerated that one before.
Sorry, guys. I just realized how loud I must have been on this thing because I realized my microphone was so close
to
my mouth.
Yeah, I've been trying to do the levels while you guys are talking just to make sure it's nice.
I was going to say, though, in regards to Jackie, at least with Jackie's very first blowjob, she was in control and she was, like, being a badass. My very first one was the kind where I felt totally, like, handjob/blowjob raped situation. I'm 14. I'm with my quote-unquote boyfriend, which was, like, a two-weeker at that point. Like, you know, we were little babies, so 2 weeks was, like, a fucking year and a half in high school.
Still my longest relationship.
Hilarious. Basically, I were lying in the bedroom, and he starts to try to, like, be sweet and, like, touch me and go in my pants. And I'm like, and I never had that happen. So I'm freaking out. And I thought of the one excuse that's perfect when you don't want to do anything as a woman. You go, I have my period. So he went, oh, scared as fuck, didn't go anywhere near me there. And I thought, okay, phew, I'm out of, I don't have to now worry about doing sex with this boy, just or any sexy things with this boy. I haven't done it yet. Well, he looks at me and his two friends who are also there watching TV, who weren't seeing initially that he was touching me, he says, well, I don't have my period, which is like the most ridiculous thing for a boy to say. And then the other boys are perked up now. They understand what's going on. And they all now are looking at me, staring at me like, well, just because doesn't mean you can't touch him. And now I'm literally being pressured by a room full of 15-year-old boys to touch this freaking kid. So, of course, he pulls it out because you boys are all really brave with your dicks when you're 15. But you pull it out in front of everybody, and I now have to touch this thing. And I was thinking to myself, oh, my God, it moves. It moves on its own. What the fuck?
His hand job was a gangbang.
It was. Gang it was. It was.
I feel like I should just hold you and rock you. This is like, I'm so scarred.
Can we switch to stories about girls reading books and things, healthy things that'll happen to girls?
It doesn't even end there. The final culmination was they like made me kind of, not made me, but they were like,
oh, honey, I had no idea you were hand job.
You don't know this story? I told you this story.
I don't. It never sounded this graphic and awkward.
Well,
it's like
well,
you were in a hand job brothel.
I was. No, but the worst part was is that like then he turns to me with this smarmy smile after I'm like giving this most scared little girl hand job in my life. He turns to me.
Wait, on the mic. Just what does a scared girl hand job look like on the microphone?
I don't. It's hard to show. I mean, I was basically like going down.
Tap tap.
Is this thing on? No, I basically
it's
was like.
Spider.
Yes, exactly. Oh, I don't know. I thought I was molding clay. I'm like, oh, what do we do? No, but the worst of it all was he gives me this schmarmy look and he goes, why don't you give it a kiss?
Oh,
and it was the...
You were giving your first hand job to like a four... Actually, you gave it to Brett Ryan.
Oh, God. Oh, but the worst of it all... The worst of it all was that I just because there's no way to like leave this story right where it's at. I ended up going to the closet with him, and it was 7 minutes in hell. Basically I was now giving where sweat was coming in my eyes. I was like
sweat was coming on you too. No, Jesus, who the hell sweat?
I was basically trying to do whatever, and it wasn't working. 20 fucking minutes, I swear to God, I did this, and then a knock on the door. The kid's father had come to pick him up, so he had to go mid blow. Job while I'm still on my knees leaving my friend's house like I'm a whore. The next day in school, he like officially hated me and turned everybody against me because I didn't get him off. Bam. First blowjob, deny, horrible story. Sorry.
No,
oh my God.
I feel like we should just say sorry. I feel like every man.
Well, I think we should all blow Allison.
Yeah, and then leave halfway
and then leave
through
halfway.
Yeah.
We should find the comedy in that enough to make an actual bit out of that, though, because that needs to be.
There's
something
there. Well, I could tell
and
you
now. That's why you have abandonment issues, because a dick was taken away from you right in the middle of your first.
No. I've gotten her over that. I've gotten her over that several times.
I had to.
It took a lot of work.
It took a lot of hard work.
I was ostracized in school so bad for not getting a guy off that forevermore I devoted my life to sucking dick well and swallowing. Thank you and good night.
When Allison Weber was denied her blowjob back at 15, she decided then and there to devote her life to getting men off. She studied blowjob in college.
That's right.
She got a degree.
That's right.
And now she's a champ.
Yes, exactly.
You have.
Yay. And now I'm on the corner practicing every day to keep good in my craft.
You have.
You gotta keep working, guys.
You
and
don't have a BFA. You have a BJA.
On your way to Vegas, please stop by and see
Allison.
She's there Saturdays and Sundays.
Allison Weber's Institute of Higher Blowjobs.
The Institute of Higher Blowjob. The AIBJ.
That's why I envy you. You had like the badass dude. I love that you took charge of your scenario.
I think it's the only time in my life that I've ever because it was like a bar that wasn't. Because for girls, like, our brain's very compartmentalized. If, like, if we're never, ever going to see this person again, it's, like, so outside of our element. We're like, we could do anything we want. And it was, like, some place that I knew I was never, ever going to go to again. Knew I was never going to see these people. And so I was just like, I can do anything. I'm an adult. I'm 18 in August.
In August.
I can do anything I want. Well,
now, Jackie, as a female road comic, you tour a lot, right?
Yeah.
Pretty regularly?
Not as much as I'd like.
But when you do tour, do you get? I'm sure you get hit on a lot by guys at shows. Do you ever try to get road dick? Like guys, like when we were single and whatever, we try to get road pussy all the time.
Not so much. Not so much. I find like I get hit on harder by other male comics that are just like at the venue, and then that's easier for me to play off. Usually, yeah. Guys from the audience. Especially if they like enjoyed you, they're more threatened that they're just like, you did a very nice job. May I get you a drink? And yeah. They'll like. It's more of like they'll respect.
But you'll never take charge, like going, hell yeah, buy me a drink. What's your name? Blah 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 blah.
I don't know. I also have known people at most of the places that I'll do shows, so it's usually like afterwards I'll just hanging out with friends. So it's not like just me alone at a bar, like I'm gonna find me some dick.
But also, I think like what you said, women compartmentalize. So I'm thinking also. When you're doing comedy, I think that's probably the furthest thing from your mind, probably.
It
right?
also takes a long time for my brain to shut off that it's work mode. Like the moment yeah. I enter a comedy club, my brain's like, all right, we're at work.
I'm surprised that I met my wife at a comedy show because I never, ever, for some reason, it reminded me of like talent shows in high school when women would ignore me and then all of a sudden there'd be a talent show and then all the girls all of a sudden were like, oh my God, I forgot you could sing. So I always had the thing. Where it bothered me that women were only talking to me because I was the guy in the spotlight up on stage, and I was never attracted to it. So I was surprised that I met my wife. And I met my wife in South Dakota, and she came up to me, and I'm like drunk off of whiskey, and she comes up. She was the prettiest girl in the room. I saw her from stage, but I was like, I already made up a scenario in my head, like. She's screwing the quarterback, and she's like, she's the queen.
Was she a cheerleader?
It's small, Brookings, South Dakota, you know, it's small right. school. So I'm like,
married the quarterback.
I'm like, she's the queen bee here, you know, and I didn't, so I just wrote it off in my head. She comes up to me and goes, I don't know if you know this, I'm kind of a big deal. My apartment smells of rich mahogany. I have many leather-bound books. Does the whole Anchorman thing up to the point, even when I got awkward, because I didn't know how to handle it. I was like, she even did the whole, you have a wonderful hiney. And she did the whole, I want to be on you. Like, she did the whole scene.
Do you mention Anchorman in your...
No.
So, but she just took it upon herself.
No,
like,
she was like, I'm just going to show this guy that I'm cool. I was like, at that point, I was 20, I just turned 26. And I'll be honest, I didn't think a beautiful woman could be funny. Really, truthfully, at that point.
And then here we are.
And then, yeah. But my wife.
Enough handjob
like,
rape stories. Everyone develops a personality.
So, yeah, but whenever my wife and I get into fights, I remind her, you chose me.
I like to think that. Oh.
I do. I remind her all the time when she's really fed up with me. I remind my wife, you chose me. You.
Get some light.
Yeah, this is you. This is your fault.
In the diary, the day, because I was like transcribing the diary, because since I was so bad at keeping one diary entry would be like 1996, and then next one was like April 7th, 99, because I like never wrote consistently. The day I checked that I wrote, I massaged a dick, I went home to my mailbox, and I got to save the date for that guy's wedding.
No.
So
really?
I'm going.
Oh, that's...
Because this is like the guy that I used to be like, if he ever gets married, I'm going to show up and go, pick me. Like, pick me.
Choose me.
And then
love
like I take
me.
A bullet for him. And as I'm dying, I go, if you told me to die for you, I would. So I'm like, I'm going to this fucking wedding. It's going to be great.
You were
going to
fuck up his wedding is what you're saying.
I'm wearing a white dress. I'm bringing a veil just in case.
You should exactly. You should sit in the wedding in a complete wedding dress with like a bouquet and everything. And as he's walking down the aisle, just kind of looking at him like, "Are you sure?
Yeah.
You sure? Okay, I'm here though.
Just gonna tell the bride that I could tap in at any time." It's so ridiculous to me. And I just can't. It's the only thing I'm thinking about is like the two of them making this list, and at any time them looking at each other and be like, oh, and Jackie. Yeah, we got to have Jackie. Like, when do I come up on that list? Like, have you spoken to Jackie? Well, not since she touched my dick when we were 15. You know what? We just doesn't invite
but Jackie. But it was a good touch. She deserves an invite. Touch. She deserves a plus one. So. Yeah. I know. I had like
do
a.
Do you guys ever give each other shit about like. Past relationships? Do you ever bring it?
Me
like,
and Allison?
My wife and I bust each other's balls because I almost got married when I was 22 to a friggin' like total white trash. Like I don't know how. Like looking in hindsight, I'm like, how did I even date this
girl. She was like a white trash Penelope Cruz. She was really pretty, but she was just her dad. When I met her dad, he was like, "What's your intentions with my daughter?" And he had a lisp. He had a lisp and a handlebar mustache and a.
So it was like, Sam Elliott in Mask?
Kind of, yeah. But yeah, anyway, so, like, but my point is I, she'll bust my balls about her. She's like, "Well, you did, you know, you could be living in the trailer park with Stephanie, you know." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, what was his name?" I bring up Jermaine, the basketball player. That he left her a message one time. It was, "Hey, girl, I ain't seen you in, like, forever. I don't know if you're married. I'm not married. I figured we could get together sometime. It'd be nice to reconnect." And I was just like, Jermaine, how like we bust each other's balls about decisions that we've made in the past.
I bust her balls.
I think it's healthy.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Because Allie, before we met, she had like a very brief fling going on. With a feller of the darker persuasion.
Well, look, you had Jermaine.
Basically, but the only reason she stopped him was because he looked like a guy from So You Think You Could Dance.
Well, no, there was a couple little situations of the darker persuasion. Look, I was a bigger girl and had a big fat white girl ass. So of course, initial black eye magnet. I have a loud
Don't
voice.
Blast it out.
I can't,
yeah.
I can't hear. I'm so sorry. I'm being regarded at my decibel level yet again. The end.
What this is me whispering. Yes, exactly. This is me talking softly.
This is exactly.
You know how hard it is to try and rock a baby to sleep? Hush, little baby.
You know how hard it is to make a 7-week-old keep calm?
Sex. Dirty talk is awful in bed. I want you to make me calm.
I talk like an old Jewish woman.
I just felt like I was rosy for a second.
The thing.
Nice.
No.
Sorry. Okay. So no, I was just going to say that
I literally see a guy in a shoe store. Thank you. I see a guy in a shoe store who looks so much like the one black guy that I've ever been attracted to on this show called So You Think You Could Dance. His name was Twitch. Oh, you know who Twitch is? Oh, God. Just watching this guy dance, it was the sexiest fucking thing in the whole wide world. And he was just hot. He was like a skater black guy. Anywho, so I see this guy in a shoe store. He's selling me the shoes. I end up having a two-night stand with him. And specifically because I wanted to fuck a star. And that was my...
But you didn't fuck a star.
That was a
you fucked a guy who kind of looked like a guy who's kind of a star.
This is a doppel. This is a...
It's like six degrees of maybe Kevin Bacon.
This was my seventh...
Maybe Twitch?
That's kind of like when you go to North Hollywood and you're hanging out and at karaoke night at Big Wang's and you can see all the people that like were like 13th. On American Idol, still trying to rock it. And you're just like, that's so nice.
Well, actually, in so North Hollywood, if you go, there's another place called Dimples if you go for karaoke, and it's just Mr. Belding sitting there trying to live out a heyday for like anybody who comes in to sing that remembers him. He's like, he knows every episode of Saved by the Bell memorized, just hoping someone's like, "What was that episode where Lisa had crutches?" And he's like, "Oh, it's called The Twist." Like, he knows. just hoping.
Oh, you knew that. That's stalking. Impressive.
Hoping
too.
People exactly. ask him to dance.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen is trying to do a reunion movie.
Well, he followed her onto like some talk show. And you just seen her face where she was like, "I have tried my whole life to forget about this.
Yeah.
Why are you bringing me back?"
Yeah.
He's like desperately wants any sort of reunion to go on. Yeah, he's like following all the old cast members and trying to get them to do a reunion because that's still his whole life.
Yeah.
We happened to be on a flight with him a couple months ago. I'd met him at a college conference a couple years back, so we kind of struck it up. And he was hosting that Dante show at Rolling Stone Restaurant in Hollywood.
I saw that.
Which apparently got canceled. I didn't realize that because I'm booked on it in a week or two.
Not anymore.
But yeah, I don't know how, because aside really from Lark Voorhees, the Lisa Turtle, and Screech.
She became Asian. She had like plastic surgery, and now she looks like Little Kim.
Yeah,
does she
does.
Really?
Yeah,
like her and Little Kim went to the same. They got like a 2-for-1. Yeah, and they just both look like bloated.
She cat-ladied herself.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
No.
Why would she do that? Her and Kenny Rogers.
She was really pretty, too.
Yeah.
And Dustin Diamond thought he was going to be a stand-up, too.
Dustin Diamond is the reason that I moved to L.A. Finally, I was like, you know what?
You're like,
I just went like this. I went, fuck this. I'm in Kansas City opening for fucking Screech. I'm in the wrong goddamn place.
Oh, man.
I was like, fuck this. this shit, you know, and the club owner's going, buddy, hey, he was on fucking television, and he's telling me, I'm like,
he puts butts in seats.
He puts, you know, when you've been on fucking television, then you can fucking, and I'm like, ah, oh, God, fuck me, I got to get my shit together. And I,
it's sad that this has become more of a business than it is about art and expression and
that's
who's
exactly
funny.
What it is.
Yeah, and I don't know when it happened, but I think a lot of the clubs, I think things are changing. I'm an optimist, but I think a lot of clubs alleviated themselves the responsibility for the product that's on their stage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't know how you do that as a business person. You know what I mean? If you're in the business of comedy, you should, the club should hold itself to that standard of like, we only put the polished, professional, awesome shows together. But they kind of like, I don't know, they've couple of places have alleviated, and it wanes, you know, like it's not constant, you know, usually they'll get it together for a while, but then you'll see the clubs that wane because they just have alleviated themselves of the responsibility, and they're like, and they wonder why the shows are shit, but you're only having
shit
people
comics
that want to be comics.
I don't
want
to get philosophical about it, but I think a lot of it also is like because of like internet, like it used to be, and I always sometimes wish like I was around when the heyday of comedy really was going on.
Yeah.
Because then if you wanted to see comedy, if you wanted to laugh, you had to
go
out
to
these shows. So the clubs had to have the best, the greatest talent. Now with like the internet, anybody can see anything they want at home. And also their attention spans are 5-second attention spans. They're like, ha ha, funny, next. Ha ha, funny, next.
Yeah.
So for them, you know, if they're, and it's also recognition, if they can place some face from somebody that they saw on something.
Well, I think it's good and bad because like, not that I'm going to age myself, but I kind of came into the comedy business about maybe 7-8 years before the internet was really kind of accessible as it is now, you know, and then YouTube didn't even come in until the early 2000s. So like when I started doing comedy, it was like that, like people had to come, there was no way for you to be seen other than television or just going to a club, which is great because people would come to a comedy club. Kind of Doug Stanhope had a great joke about it. He goes, you know, this is the only kind of entertainment where you go not knowing what you're going to see. It's like, let's go see a movie. What's playing? I don't know. We'll just pick something when we get there. No, you decide what you want to see before you get there.
Yeah.
Same with the musician and blah, blah, blah. But I think with the advent of the internet and YouTube and everything, people, they could, you know, they could see your material at home. But I still think nothing beats seeing a live show. And people know that. So if anything, all YouTube has done is given people a way to find somebody already and then seek them out in a club.
Yeah. But I do think also then the monetary issue of it is like, I think now people kind of already see what they're getting. People, and I don't know where it comes in, but people are like, oh, well, I don't know if that's worth a money. Like now people, I don't know, people used to be very willing, I think, to put out that money to go get the two tickets and the drinks and all that. And it was a large evening of comedy for them and, you know, an evening out. And now it's like, well, we've kind of looked it up online. The value I place on this is like, is there a free ticket? Because I'm already going to have to, like, I don't know. I feel like monetary-wise, people have...
Well, the economy sucks for everybody, so I think that's hitting everybody hard, too, is willing to suspend it. But I think most clubs, unless it's a special event, will give you free tickets. We'll paper the room anyway.
Like I said, I try and be an optimist, but I think we're in a very cool place right now just in our social climate in America because we have such access to everything. So people are annoyed right now because people aren't very – we have access to everything, so why the hell is everybody so fucking unoriginal? You know, look at every network on television right now is doing another Tosh.0. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tosh.0 had great success. When I first watched it, I hated him because I was like this. I was like, fuck him. That's the greatest job in the world. But now, I mean, it's funny. But now every single network
has
is investing money in
some variation
ridiculousness, philosophy. It's just, you know, and the shows are entertaining. But I'm saying people aren't that original. Like, I don't understand. We have such access. And there is so many creative and great things. Like Lincoln. With Spielberg, everything's fucking Lincoln right now. If they make a shark movie, every fucking movie that year is a shark movie.
They made these Lincoln things a while ago, and now they're able to capitalize on it, too. I mean, these Lincoln things were all made probably around the same time, but then they, and everyone knew, like, oh, if this Lincoln does well, then we've got our Lincoln Bathing Suit Hunter and Lincoln Vampire, and then, like, the B-rate version.
Lincoln Bathing Suit Hunter?
I don't know. I'm just saying they're going to do everything. Like,
four
Lincoln
score
beach.
And seven beaches ago.
It's just
Dini Weenie, hello Lincoln, Papa Kini.
And that's where it's at, like, right now. A lot of comics it's easy to, but what I'm saying, we have such great access that there's going to be an evolution because product that gets, the product when it, you know, gets diluted a little bit, like with certain things, but I don't know. I think it's going to get better with the, go ahead with what you were going to say.
Yeah, I was just going to say like, you know, growing up and watching all the comedy and weird time, cause I'm younger than I think everyone in this room.
Yeah.
But sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
Like people watching like the blue collar comedy stuff, they'd like cut away from like the guys doing their act, and all the people are sitting there reciting the stuff that they've already seen on TV, and they paid $500 or $1,000 to go watch the same guys.
Yeah.
That they've seen the whole DVD before and done it again.
Yeah.
And then when they show up to these clubs, it's like, oh, okay, Aziz is going on. Okay, Tasha's going on. I want him to do the same stuff I've already seen. They don't want to see the original.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people equate going to a comedy show. They can't. They kind of almost see it as like going to a concert.
Exactly.
Yeah. They want to hear their favorite song.
It's extremely problematic to see. Like, I mean, I saw the Stones live and they didn't play Gimme Shelter, and I was actually pissed off. For like, yeah. I was like, okay, great, you played Ruby Tuesday and some of your 70s hits that I don't care about, but I want to hear the song that like makes me equate everything to you. You didn't do it. I understand you have a very large repertoire of music, but you know, there's 7 hits on your 40 Licks albums that I'd really like. This. Yeah. It's just a little raunchier. And that's...
It's and talk soup. It's talk soup.
The soup. Bob Saget's old fucking...
Funniest videos. Yeah.
It's just a little raunchier. And that's...
It's and talk soup. It's talk soup. It's
It all has its place. It all has its place. Trust me. I never thought we would get to a position where we're watching people.
Yeah.
People are getting off. No, people are getting off work. People are getting off work to go home to watch a show, watching people just do regular jobs.
Yeah.
Like what? Like we're going to like, you know what my favorite show is? Repo Wars. I love watching people repossess cars. It's fucking, you know, it's intense, man.
I gotta tell you, my favorite man, parking meters. Parking wars.
But do you realize
I just never thought we'd get to that point?
Oh, I love parking wars.
Really?
Parking Wars is fantastic.
Everybody has the things that they like.
It is an actual real show because you see people's reactions to like tickets and tow lots, and it's fucking amazing. Like, it's just like everyday reactions to like meter maids, and those are real people. You're like,
definitely.
He's fucking crazy.
As opposed to the Repo Show, which, if you really look at it, they're all completely staged. Everything is staged with it. So, I mean, Middle America, I'm sorry to reveal, when you see these shows, the Repo and
there's
the Storage
Wars. There's
nothing
real about reality TV.
Oh, and Storage Wars. Somebody left an entire thing full of garbage, but yet in this one drawer.
Fabergé egg. Original copy of the Bible.
Can you
written
believe it?
Jesus himself.
There's a Van Gogh painting in the back covered with baby diapers. Yes, exactly. Yes. Disgusting.
Well, like Chris and I, we just did a bar rescue episode where they're fixing over the comedy club in Scottsdale where we always perform.
Oh, stand up Scottsdale?
Yeah, we were on the before show. Essentially we're gonna look bad on television. Or as Chris likes to say, you'll look bad.
Well, I think Mike's going to look bad.
Yeah.
Because Mike was being ornery.
I was very, I was not able to get a beer.
And they had a drink menu for that night because they wanted to make it easy. So they didn't have draft beers. They just had a special cocktail menu.
There were $10 each.
And $10 each. And he's like, I want my free beer.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I said, is there any way I can just get a beer? Because I go, I don't. Because they're like, there's no free drinks tonight. Like, I'm one of the comics. I mean, usually we get free drinks here. I just wanted to have, like, a beer. And they go, no, you got to have one of these drinks. I go, I don't want to pay $10 for a drink that has, like, probably 5 shots in it. I just want a beer, like a draft beer. And the host comes over, like, this dickhead, like, just angry guy. And he goes, what's your problem? And I go, I just wonder if I can get a
beer.
I go, I just wanted to get maybe a beer or something. And he goes, try to run a television show here. And I go, well, yeah, I'm one of the comics. I got to put on a show later for like 80 people in here. I just like to, have a beer. He goes, you need a beer to perform? I go, I like to fucking relax. I've been here for 3 hours. No one's paying me. I've been here 3 fucking hours. I haven't had a drink of water. There's no anything. And they're all just like running around. And I'm like going, and I go, I just like a beer. He goes, give the guy a beer then. And Chris goes, you're going to look so bad.
I did.
I was like, oh, you bastard. I go,
he
no,
got
I,
so mad oh, at sorry. Me.
I thought I was being all nice, though. And you're going, no. You're gonna
I'm like, dude, you're making yourself look.
So you bought. Remember then you said you later, you go, I was just trying to mess you up for the taping.
No, I
didn't.
Because
you're a saboteur.
This guy thinks that I'm out to get him.
You are.
Like
out
everything.
To get me. I think
like,
you're
if we go to McDonald's before a show and then he has like gas, he's like,
you do that to me purpose so that I'll be gassy during my set, and I won't do as well because you don't handle me being successful.
Yeah, I do. I go, you're afraid of success. Remember we watched the Schwarzenegger thing on the way over?
Yeah, he always tries to pump me up, but then he always thinks I'm bringing him down. It really hurts.
You guys are like a married couple.
I know. We
hey,
have...
are you guys schmutzing?
No, but we've been totally staying together for the whole weekend.
We aren't, but my wife doesn't like him.
Not now.
Because
I put
doesn't.
A picture of him. No, it's on the website for 3 days.
Well, we're not
already.
Talking.
Well, the picture's out there.
There's a picture floating around the internet.
It's not that bad. It's not even a bad
it's
picture.
Not a bad
no, you're going to make her think that it's a bad picture because it's not a bad picture.
Okay. No. Here's what happened.
I was there, I can vouch.
Yeah,
I was
pretending, I was in my bed pretending to be a 900-pound man that loved to do comedy, but I couldn't get to any of the shows, come too big, so all the comedians were nice, and we just did a show in my room. And then...
Pretending this was just the two of you in the room, too?
No, like... Everyone was in my room. And then Leah.
Allison.
Allison.
Jen
Murphy.
We're all in bed and like, took a picture of me, and I was in the bed pretending to be a 700-pound man.
But we were all like laying in the bed with him. So, we were posing for pictures and being silly. We were just being silly. Chris's wife, and he loves you, and that's... So your wife really got mad at a picture like
well,
that?
Well, what he did was he posted on Facebook, and he was trying to be sneaky.
I asked permission first. What I did is... So there's this picture the festival posted on Facebook. So I saw it. So I tagged myself in the photo, even though I wasn't in it. But then when, on Facebook it shows Mike Kennedy was tagged in a post. And I go, that way, every one of my friends or who are friends with him from Phoenix would see the photo, but his wife wouldn't see it because it would just be on my page because I'm not friends with her.
That was a horrible idea.
So I put a
idea.
Comment on there. I go, I'm tagging myself in this so someone else's you-know-what doesn't see this picture.
Oh, you made it.
Yeah,
and I asked.
That was
and
all
I asked.
Him. All
and
him.
I
and
asked
so,
permission.
So
I asked
you
permission.
That was kind of fucked up.
I made it.
That was horrible. So then my wife on Facebook comments on his. She's not even friends with him because she doesn't like him. She comments, "Oh, very sneaky," to him. I bet you thought I wouldn't find this. And then she texts me and she's like, "You look pretty comfortable with those three girls." I was like, "One." Is a lesbian and like more manly than me. Like she's like we're buddies. We're big sister and brother. I'm like
I didn't know Jen was gay.
Because Leah is definitely not bigger than you. No.
More manly though.
Not more manly.
Big. For her to be bigger than you, you'd have to be Tinkerbell.
She's pretty tiny.
So it was horrible, but it was like, and it was all his fault. So I'm telling him. But
I
don't,
apologize to your wife.
He
she's
became
fine.
Like just
she's
a Facebook
she's
poster.
Fine. She's fine now.
But,
she's fine.
But my wife and his girlfriend were mad at us.
My girlfriend
because we were
up
having
with me.
Too much fun.
Is she really over the picture?
No, we just got. No, my girlfriend. No, I've been an idiot. Happy.
He has Brett Riley syndrome medicine.
Well, this is different than what goes on in.
Okay.
Well, we're in Arizona. You
don't
get this kind of medicine.
That,
and the medicine is fantastic. This medicine is fantastic compared to what we get in Arizona. It's so delightful.
That's why I have the job that I do so that I can make sure that the medicine that you intake would be the best to suit your needs.
Well, you told me earlier that I am a banana Mr. Nice Guy, and I like that.
Today.
That's my new screen name.
Today you are banana Mr. Nice Guy. Tomorrow you could be OG Kushel.
All right, kids. Well, speaking of Mr. Nice Guy... No.
It's only fair.
Way too long.
It's only fair.
Way too long.
I'll make it go fast. No. I'll rush everybody.
Excuse me. Hi. No. Please, I'm gonna. It's. I'll be honest. I already thought about this. It's gonna be Jackie.
For what?
It's gonna be Jackie.
No. You've gotta please give each one of them. Please. I want it for them. I want it for each of them so bad. Each person has a right to have a.
Okay.
Because it's fun.
We
do the best of parts.
We do our own fight while over there fight.
Yeah, exactly.
Like remember we tried to do it with 30 fight. Nights? And
yeah, this is fun.
We could do it. I'll
Allison,
help you.
Allison.
And be a part of our conversation Jesus. Over here.
So I hope you guys don't mind. Well, first of all, guys, what I was going to say before Allison became yappy.
I was just trying to fight for everybody. I was just trying to get everybody
time,
a chance.
But you guys fought over they're whether or not there'd be enough time, and now there's just no time.
I know.
They're going to see. Jesus, woman.
Okay,
I'm done.
I love you very much.
I love you too. I'm just trying to be nice for everybody.
I know. But you know what? Sometimes
you're going to beat Allison when we all leave this podcast.
So badly.
Hey, I'll bet you anything.
So mean. I was just trying to wait till you'll see, and then everybody will want to do it.
It's not me. This hurts me more than it hurts you.
All right, guys. This is a little part of the show called The Skippy Green Show.
It's The Skippy Green Show.
Hello. How are you, kids?
Oh, Skippy.
Very nice to be here. Oh, my God. 6 people. I haven't had this many people in my hotel room. Whatever. All right. Went nowhere.
So this is a little part of the show.
Now, normally I'd ask the guests this question, but since there's fucking 6 people here, it's going to take too long. So I've decided I'm going to just ask the one woman, aside from Allison, because you've answered these before. So Jackie. Mm-hmm. Jackie Gold.
Zippity-doo-dah.
Zippity-gay. Answer the following question in 10 words exactly.
Okay.
Not 11, not 9. 10 words exactly. You ready?
Got it.
Allison will keep track of your words. If you could have sex with any member of the Beach Boys, who would it be and why?
Dead or alive?
Either way.
I don't know names. That one doesn't count. I don't know names. Oh. John Stamos plays drums for them.
Yay! She made it work.
I'm gonna pick Uncle Jesse and go home with a side order of herpes because that's what he has. So I'm going to pick John Stamos and go home with herpes.
Is that true? Yeah. He's got herpes?
Apparently there was a model that he had fucked in New York, and then afterwards she was like, well, got herpes. So, yeah.
Is that on Twitter?
It will be. Do you want to post it on Facebook and then just not include his wife?
And then tag his wife in it. You know what? We'll do one more. We'll do one more. Untangle that. There you go. I'm going to... All right, Mike. Answer the following question in 10 words exactly. Not 11, not 9. You ready? If you could fuck on any set of an 80s sitcom, what show would it be and why? 10 words exactly.
The White Shadow, because I've always liked the black chicks.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that was great.
Does that count? I've always liked.
I've had a lot of banana Mr. Nice Guy, all right? I'm not speaking well.
All right, I'm getting the look from the whore, and if I don't do this, I won't get laid.
Brett, are you ready?
Everybody
wants to have fun and do it.
Brett.
Yeah.
10 words exactly. You ready? It's going to be hard to top that. That's why
I was saying that.
I'll tell you, we could have ended on the laugh, but you're giving me the evil eye. You better do good.
I don't know.
You better do good.
Okay. It's not about doing good.
Hey.
All right.
The broad's getting lippy.
The broad is getting lippy.
I'm horrible at math.
Would you fucking make out with her and shut her up?
I'm horrible at math. Go ahead.
10 words exactly.
Shit.
If you could finger blast any cereal icon, i.e. any character that's appeared on a cereal box or commercial, who would it be and why? Finger blast any cereal box character.
It definitely would have to be Toucan Sam, because I think he's a racist. I mean,
okay, that's 13 words. Jesus Christ.
Toucan Sam. Do it again. Ten words.
Come on.
It has to be Toucan Sam because he's rapist.
Rapist or racist?
Yeah, he has one of those commercials was really creepy. He used to take the kids like back into a friggin' cave. He's like, follow me. It's like, no.
So do you want a finger blast to get him back from molesting the kids?
Just want to get him back. I don't know.
Where
Toucan Sam. See, that wasn't funny.
You
should have ended with Mike's because
I know.
We got one more. It all rides on Chris Bennett.
Dude, yeah.
It all rides on Chris Bennett.
Much like the three women in his
although,
bed.
Although.
Your best of the fest rides on this.
All right, Chris, you ready? You're closing. You're the headliner of this bit.
Who gets best roommates?
All right, Chris Bennett.
Okay.
Take a moment. We're doing exactly. Are you ready for this?
Are
you ready for this?
I'm ready.
If you could take a shit on any cast member of The Facts of Life, who would it be and why?
Okay. The Facts of Life. You take the good, you take the bad. All right.
Is this part of the answer?
No. Oh, but that would be good. All right. I.
Chris Bennett.
That's actually
Let
very good.
Let the man
good.
Think.
Chris Bennett would shit on Tootie. Because it's Tootie.
Very
oh,
good.
Did I do okay?
Very
did I
good.
Make it? Yeah! Yeah.
Yay!
Best of the fest twice I over.
Say, I still say you take the Down syndrome cousin. That's totally okay.
See, I thought you were going to say Tootie because she's already black.
I know, I was thinking.
What? Too soon?
Because
she's Tootie. This has been great, guys. Thanks so much for doing this. Just go around the room of time. Any plugs, your websites?
It's Mike Kennedy Comedy on Facebook, and then Kennedy PI, like Magnum PI on Twitter.
Excellent.
All right. It's Chris Bennett, Comic Chris Bennett on Facebook, and Comic Chris B on Twitter.
Excellent.
Yay! It's Allison Weber, or Dirty Guitar Girl, at Allison Comedy on Twitter, and at Allison Comedy Facebook. That's all is on comedy.
It's at I am Jackie Gold on Twitter, and nobody's really ever going to check Facebook, but Jackie Gold on Facebook, but at I am Jackie Gold Twitter.
There you go.
And Brett Riley, you can find me on Facebook, Brett Riley, BRETTRILEY, and BrettRiley.com, and Twitter is Brett Riley at Twitter.
There you go, and you guys know me, FlipIsFunny.com. Oh, I'm sorry, Devin?
Yeah, I'd love to do it if that's cool with you, man.
Do what?
Plug.
Oh, plug, yeah. I'm sorry, man. Plug away.
As Devin Wrestler, find us at Facebook. It's Larry and the Loyal Boys. Yeah. I have a whole group.
Very nice, man.
Awesome, man.
And
group of web.
It's a sketch group, film sketch group.
Hell yeah.
Awesome, dude. And you guys, you know me, flipisfunny.com, Flip Schultz on Facebook and Twitter, and all the tour dates and everything at the site. Guys, thank you so much. This has been a great slow fest this year.
What's for dinner?
The volume is loud. And we will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.